Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Echoes of Faith, the impact of sharing God's revelations. And today's focus is sharing what God has revealed to you. In the mosaic of Christian life, each piece, each revelation from God adds depth, color, and clarity to our collective understanding of who God is and what He intends for His creation. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 challenges us to not merely hold on to these revelations close, but to share them openly, prepared to articulate the hope within us. This readiness to share is not about having all the answers, but about inviting others into the transformative journey of faith we're on, marked by encounters with the divine that shape, challenge, and comfort us. Let's delve into how sharing God's revelations with others can fortify our faith, edify the church, and witness to the world. Our springboard for today's discussion is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason of hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. Now, the essence of this scripture lies in the balance of readiness and demeanor. It calls for a heart posture that holds Christ as sacred, a life that evidences hope and readiness to share the source of this hope. This sharing is not to be confrontational, but characterized by the gentleness and respect that marks our Lord's interactions with those around Him. The personal revelations we share are testimonies of God's faithfulness, wisdom, and love, demonstrating the living reality of our faith. Quick focus training. Number one, cultivate a relationship with God. Deepen your personal relationship with God through regular prayer, meditation, and study of the scriptures. Personal revelations often come from these intimate moments with God. Number two, reflect on your journey. Take time to reflect on your spiritual journey, identifying key moments where God has revealed Himself to you or guided you in a significant way. Number three, practice articulating your faith. Familiarize yourself with the sharing of your testimony and the revelations God has given you. Practice articulating why you believe what you believe in a way that is both honest and engaging. Number four, embrace gentleness and respect. Cultivate an attitude of gentleness and respect in all your interactions, reflecting Christ's love and humility. Number five, be observant. Look for natural opportunities to share your faith and what God has revealed to you. This could be in response to questions from others or in moments of encouragement. Number six, equip yourself with knowledge. While personal revelations are powerful, grounding them in Scripture adds depth and authority to what you share. And finally, number seven, pray for open doors. Regularly pray for God to open doors for you to share your faith with the revelations that He has given you, asking for the wisdom and sensitivity to recognize these opportunities. In conclusion, sharing what God has revealed to us is an essential thread in the fabric of our faith community. It strengthens our personal faith, encourages fellow believers, and serves as a beacon of hope to those still searching. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 reminds us of this sharing should be marked by a reverence for Christ, a readiness to engage, and a manner that reflects His gentleness and respect. Today's call to action: identify one revelation God has given you and share it with someone. Whether it's a small group, a friend, or a family member, take the steps to communicate the hope that is within you. And question of the day: what revelation from God has significantly impacted your faith, and how can you share this with others in a way that honors Christ? Let's pray. Father God, thank You for the revelations You've entrusted to us. Grant us the courage, wisdom, and sensitivity to share these truths with others in ways that honor you. Help us to always be ready to speak of the hope that we have in you, doing so with gentleness and respect. Strengthen our faith and use our stories to draw others closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. As we step forward, may our lives be open books from which others can read of God's love, grace, and truth. Let the revelations we share not only testify to our journey with God, but also invite others to embark on their own encounters with the divine, discovering an inexhaustible hope found in Christ.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myart2b.com. That's www.myart2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.